The next question is Jacqueline Wilson, de los Demis, W-I-L-S-O-N. Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Yeah, we got the racks, yeah.
Give two with every meal for Mr. Paidu.
Okay, I'll call him.
In just a minute. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old female that is a patient of Dr. Maxwell. The patient was found with breast cancer, has to be under surgical treatment as well as chemotherapy. However, the patient has had evidence of hyponatremia. Whether or not this is related to the cancer is unknown, but the diagnostic tests are consistent with syndrome of inappropriate ADH. The patient has been with the restriction of the regular restriction of the fluid at 2,000 cc's in 24 hours plus sodium. Regular sodium in the diet, but plus regular sodium in the diet, period. Today she comes with this. With a sodium of 133. The patient has not been used to the high sodium, and she doesn't like the fact that she has to eat so much salt. My recommendation is to go ahead with the surgery. The sodium is 133 millicuries per liter, and continue with the regular sodium intake and the strict fluid restriction. Number two, arterial hypertension that is out of control. The patient hasn't been taking the amlodipine. Whether or not she's taking the clonidine is not clear to me. She was emphasized about the need to take the irbesartan, clonidine, and amlodipine. She's already fluid restricted. We know that the sodium intake is going to cause hypertension. However, this is the approach that we recommend. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is treated with Janomet, that is under control. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 14 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.